Hello.
Oh, hi. Can I speak to Mrs. Braddock?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Braddock. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Braddock, actually right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Basinview. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Fine.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes should you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow, like that happens sometime?
Hold on. I'm talking about the internet. Hang on, I'll put you on to my husband so you can talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
My name is Sean Miller. I work for Telstra. How are you doing, sir? Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in the local exchange office near Basinview. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
I'm not with Telstra anymore.
I know you don't use Telstra anymore. Let me tell you, your billing provider could be anyone. It could be Optus, Dodo, TPG. But the lines and network which you are using is provided by Telstra, because you know very well that Telstra is the mother internet service provider in whole over Australia. I hope you know that, right?
Well, it used to be the PMJ, of course I know it.
Yeah, we provide all the infrastructure and all the lines and network to all the other companies like Optus, Dodo, TPG, INet, and many more. So at the end of the day, all these other companies are work under us. All right. So let me ask you, sir, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes do you realize your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow, like that happens sometime?
Yeah, that does happen.
And
Particularly over afternoon or night.
Okay. And do you have any idea, like, from how long are you facing this type of problem, sir?
Probably since we got internet on, because when they first set it up, they hooked up to a thing about near a kilometre away, and then one straight across the bay from me, a node, and it didn't get hooked into that.
There's a
tyranny of distance going on between the box or the node, which is quite a long way away.
Oh, okay. And you are using direct internet, sir, or you are using through Wi-Fi connection?
No, it's Wi-Fi to the node.
Oh, okay. You know what, sir? Actually, from last couple of weeks, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us about this problem. That is the reason today we have started working. Let me ask you, sir, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No. I haven't actually complained recently because we've been away, but I noticed that it's a bit funny when there's an abundance of users going on, I guess, in the high volume times.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it has dropped out, and the thing is that it's because the node is too far away.
Oh, okay, and by the way, sir, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
Only my grandkids.
Only your grandkids, your family member. Okay.
Yeah, no one outside of the family.
Okay, well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, sir, you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they are using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Okay.
And
the ones that use it are grandkids that log in. So if someone external's trying to log in, I'm not even aware of that.
Oh, well, by the way, so when was the last time you used this internet lines?
Last night.
last night. Oh, well, I can
see. It's always been used because the phone comes off at 2.
Yeah, you mean it is always on, right? Your router is on all the time.
Yes.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Tuesday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
Not that late.
Not that, okay. Okay, well, by the way, sir, right now, are you able to check your router and let me know what color lights do you see on it?
Yeah, they're all green.
Total, how many green lights can you see, sir? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5, 6. One's flashing fairly quickly, and there's one flashing intermittently at a slower rate.
You mean total you can see 6 lights, and out of 6, one is flashing faster and one is flashing slowly.
Yeah, well, it's not that slow. It's probably, I don't know, a fifth of the rate of the top one, or a sixth of the rate of the top one.
And all the lights is in green color, or some of them are blue as well?
They're all green.
All are green.
I'll tell you, one's flashing, beep, 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 and the other one's going, beep, 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 beep.
Yes, beep. Yes, slowly, I got it, sir. And by the way, sir, generally, how many devices are connected with the internet?
Oh, 2, 3, can be up to 4 at times.
Like your mobile phone, computer, laptop, this type of
thing? Computer, laptop. And
a
phone, and it's a TV, and
TV,
sometimes
yes.
It's
going
on it.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, let me tell you, sir, as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services of your router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. That is the reason sometimes it is dropping out, just because the speed and the data which you have got, all of these services are getting divided with who are connected with these lines. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure. What's your Telstra code or something, whatever?
Yeah, you can do one thing. You can write down my Telstra employee ID number first. Telstra employee ID.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, it's CEL.
Hang on a second, I'll get a pen.
Yes.
I'm not as young as I used to be, so I've
got to... No problem, take your time.
...this stuff. So... Okay, so it's TEL
04185.
TEL 04185. And what was your name?
Sean Miller.
Sean, is it SHAWN?
Yes, right.
MALLER or AR?
ER.
Okay,
this is my employee ID and my name, and also, sir, I have your router customer ID number. You can write on your router customer ID number, which is 888.
One sec.
Yes.
ID is 888.
Yeah, then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yep.
The number 60.
60.
And then give a hyphen.
A hyphen, yep.
Then number 7.
Yep.
D for Delta in capital letter.
Yep.
And number 062.
062.
Yeah, check it, sir. It should be like 888-DCA. 60-7D062, right?
That's it.
This is your Yeah, this is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customer, they are also complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Sounds good.
Yes, and I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is our unique code of your router. Okay?
Yep, no worries. And
thanks.
You people running around here, I've seen a lot of people working on the lines.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, I told you, our engineers are working over there, sir. We are working.
Yeah.
Because you know what, sir, not only you, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also complaining us about this problem. And while we are monitoring in your local area network, we have been found that more than 300 customers, they are also become a victim of same problem. So we are calling each and everyone and providing security, right?
Yep.
Alright, and keep it on your mind, so whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they are really calling you from the alleged company, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Clear?
Yep. No worries.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now...
Not a bad step to have.
All right. Right now, sir, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on.
And what exactly do you see on your screen?
The router's on.
And your computer, sir?
I'm live TV is all I've got at the moment. And the phone.
Only the phone, router, and your live TV. Okay, we have already upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether your computer is working or not, because I need to make a report of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right.
So is it going to be the computer, or is it going to just be the TV?
No, computer. So in your computer, we have upgraded our security, so I need to check the speed, what are the speed you are getting, so that I can make a report of it.
What was those times you said again that it was in use?
I'm sorry?
What times did you say it was in use? Because it was one night I sat up pretty late.
Oh, I can see. Yesterday, midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Tuesday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Tuesday night. Okay. If you don't mind, sir, can I ask you how old is your computer is?
Pretty old. I can't tell you, but it's a few years old.
Okay.
But probably up towards 10 years old.
Oh, okay. And whenever you, like, you want to update your system, you do it by yourself or some of the... like the technician do it on behalf of you?
Yeah, I don't upgrade them.
Okay, alright. Oh, your computer is on right now?
Yeah.
And do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
The computer's not on right now. It's bloody. Yeah. think I might have to buy a new one. It's playing up. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
You don't know how to check the speed of your internet, though?
No.
Okay, you can do one thing. Do you use Google browser, Google?
No, I use Firefox.
Okay, no problem. Open up your Firefox.
You need to wait. This thing takes a while to power up.
Okay, no problem. Take your time, sir. And last time when you have checked the speed, sir? Last time, you have any idea? No idea, okay. Leave it, sir. It might be, sir, we have upgraded the security, so it will take some time. You can leave it and do it slowly. All right, don't be hurry about this, but otherwise your computer will get hanged. They will get stuck.
That's what happened. It's hung.
Yes. Yeah, do it slowly, sir, because, like, it might be, sir, your computer is old, so, like, you are using a very, like, old application which you have got.
Yeah, most of the stuff's old like me.
But you sound extremely young.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
I'll just have to reboot it and see what happens.
What do you see on your screen right now?
Just coming up, wanting me to run setup.
Oh, okay, all right. You can do it in the same way when how you normally does every day. You can try to start up your computer.
All right, it's booting up now. Okay, how do I pick the speed?
You need to open your Firefox and type in the Firefox Telstra speed test.
Is it one word?
No, all should be in different word. Telstra, then space. Yeah, then a speed test. And search for it.
Speed test. PC, is that the one?
No. You need to search for it. Press enter after typing Telstra speed test. Then press enter and let me know what are the options come up on your screen.
Yeah, they've come up. They've got speed test by Telstra.
Yeah, click on the speed test by Telstra. Click on it. And when you click on it, you will go to our Telstra official website from where you can measure the speed of your broadband. In that page, you will get an option over there, Go. Can you see that?
Speedtesttelstra.com?
Yeah, right. Click on it.
So I just press on that or there. We've got smart troubleshooting, NBIT speed test. I press that one.
Yeah, press only the speed test Telstra one.
Telstra.
And after pressing over there, then what come up on your screen, sir?
Well, Telstra's logo has come up, but nothing else.
I think it is loading.
Oh, hang on, Telstra speed test. Measure your connection speed.
Yes. Yes, you can click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options, ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download
ping
and upload.
Ping is 21.
21 MS, okay.
Ping is 21? What's that mean? What's MS mean?
MS means millisecond.
Oh, 21 milliseconds, yeah.
Yes.
Now download?
Mm-hmm.
You want that?
Yes.
Download is 5.2 megabytes per second.
Just 5.2.
It disappeared. That's what they gave me. And 3 megabits of upload speed by the look of it. So I've come up with a, it says the speed test is complete. My speed results are 5.1. megabits per second download, 3 megabits per second upload. But
okay,
I've got nothing else.
Okay, let me just
check. It?
Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system that the download and upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 60 Mbps, 60 megabyte per second. But right now, the download speed which you are getting, that is 5 Mbps, and the upload is too slow, that is 3 Mbps. How could this be possible, sir? Like, you are supposed to get 60 Mbps, but right now you are getting less than 10. Oh, my God. Let me check your...
From the node or something.
You can do one thing. You can close this page, sir. Let me check your router services. Why it is working slow. Close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Close it down. Yeah.
And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
It's the start button.
And just right next to start.
Type search.
Yes, correct. Where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system. And when you have type systems, what are the options come up on your screen, sir?
System info app.
Your configuration. Click on system configuration.
What do you want under general?
No, you need to click on services, sir. Services.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you click on services, you will get four columns on it. Service, where you can see all of your service and securities name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped?
Some are stopped.
Which one is stopped, sir?
All join router service.
Router service, right. This one is running, sir?
No, it stopped.
Okay, and apart from this?
There's a gateway service, application layer gateway service.
Gateway service also stopped. Okay, and apart from this?
Identity.
Application and identity.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And readiness.
Let me tell you, sir, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yeah, but is it a protocol?
Yes, right. The internet protocol. Like in our country, every person has the driver's license for the identification. Same as every internet user, they have their own IP address, that is internet protocol. Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll on the pacer, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. And as per my reports, I can see in my system, almost 62% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do is we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker, so that in future you are not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay?
Yeah.
So you can do one thing, sir. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Closed.
Yes. And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it. And this time you can type in there, T for Tango.
On the bottom, T?
Yeah, T for Tango, then A for Alpha.
Yeah.
S for Sugar.
Yep.
And K for Kilo. And then you will get an option over there, Task Manager. Can you see that, sir? Task Manager.
No, I can't say that.
When you have typed task, what come up on your screen?
It's got T-A-F-K app?
No, T-A-S-K, S for sugar, then
oh,
K
task.
For... Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay, Task Manager.
Yeah, click on Task Manager, click on it, and after clicking on it, what come up on your screen, sir?
There are no running apps.
No running apps. Below that, can we see there is an option over there, More Details?
Yeah.
Click on More Details.
Yeah.
And after clicking on More Details, you will get a full Task Manager window. In that window, at the very top left-hand side, you will see there is some tabs over there like processes, performance, app history, users, startup. You need to click on performance on the left hand side top. Click on performance.
Yep.
And when you click on performance on the left hand side, you will see there is some graph which name is CPU, disk, memory, Ethernet, Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Which one you have got, sir? Ethernet or Wi-Fi? Which one you have got?
Coming through by Wi-Fi.
Click on Wi-Fi. And after selecting Wi-Fi, you will see there is a Wi-Fi graph on your screen.
Yep.
The graph is moving, sir, or it is stable?
It's moving. Ever so slightly.
Okay, all right. Like it is moving faster or it is moving slowly?
Yeah, fairly slowly. Well, it hasn't looked any halfway across the whole graph screen.
You will see there is any number below that which is send, that is changing all the time. Like tick, like this.
Yeah, that's about the speed of it.
And
yeah.
What is the
but
maximum?
Send 0, receive is 0.
Send and receive both is 0?
Yeah, it's moving.
Okay. Check this time, sir.
Check the what?
Check this time, it is moving like send is also 0 this time.
They're all both 0. And it's got a poor signal strength.
Okay, all right. Well, let me tell you, sir, by the help of this Wi-Fi graph, what we are trying to do, we are trying to start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. But like it is working very, very slow. You can do one thing. You can close this page. Close it.
Yeah.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, click on it. And this time you can type in there run, R-U-N, run. Then press enter after that and let me know what's come up.
Just comes up with a screen with something else to type in it.
Open a screen?
I don't know, it's just got another screen that says open.
Yes, right, right. In the open box, you can type over there www.
Yeah.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
www. Oh, shit. I'm hitting the wrong button.
Oh, do it carefully. Telstra support.
Yeah.
01, number 0, number 1.
01?
Yes, sir. 01.
Yeah.
Then give a dot.
Yep.
Then W for whiskey.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
E for England again. B for Bravo.
Yep.
L for Lima.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
That says Weebly.
Yeah, then .com. .com.
It's Weebly.
Yeah, then give a dot, then com.
It's Weebly.
Weebly, that is our Telstra partner, so website partner.
Never heard of it.
What do you have typed, sir? Read it back to me once.
I don't know. It's something I've never not heard of.
No, I'm saying you tell me the complete sentence. What do you have typed?
www.telstrasupport01.weebly.
Yeah, then .com, .com.
So that's going to take me to internet site, is it?
That's gonna go to your Telstra support web page on your screen. Type .com, then press enter and let me know what's come up. Now, what do you see on your screen, sir? Your internet is working very, very slow.
Connect server 2, connect server 3.
Yeah, you will see our Telstra support page. In that page, you will see all of our telecom partners' name as well, like Optus, Dodo, TPG. All those other companies are work under Telstra. And below that, you will see welcome to Telstra support team, right?
Yeah.
And over there you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3. You told me, sir, your computer is about near about 10 years old, this computer which you are using.
Yeah.
Like, it is less than 10 years, sir, or more than that?
Less
than that, okay. Then you can do one thing, say you can click on the first one. Click
on
connect.
You have to ring me back.
Sorry?
You have to ring me back or can I ring you?
Yeah, definitely, sir. Definitely, why not? I have already given you...
I'm told I've got to go.
At what time you will be back, sir?
Probably about you now.
Okay, all right. But right now, sir, this is a very high time for your internet. Let me complete my security work. Then after, I will try to make it as soon as possible. Okay.
Yeah.
You can do one thing. Click to connect server one.
Well, I can't because I've got to go.
Yeah, I will try to do it as soon because sir, your internet is working very very slow. That is the reason it is taking time.
Yeah.
And when you click on.
I'll ring you back. That'll be easier in about an hour. I've got to go.
Yeah, definitely, sir. You can ring me back. But right now, let me start my security work. Then after, you can. I will give me only 5 minutes more. Let me complete my work. Only 5 minutes. All right.
Yeah, but I'm just a bit worried about all this.
Why, sir? Is there any problem?
I don't know. There's too many bloody things going on. This was going to access my computer.
Absolutely not, sir. If you are thinking that I'm going to take access of your computer, then you are absolutely wrong because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, and we are not allowed to take access of your computer. If I will do so, I will lose my job. If any point of time, if you can see that somebody is accessing your computer, simply hang up during the call and switch off your computer. This is my words. We are not allowed to do that. Don't worry about anything. Okay? I can understand, sir, you are a customer. You have a lot of questions on your mind. But once you are connected to Telstra, you can see on your screen. Don't worry about anything. All right?
Yeah, but I had this before with a scam going on. They had a thing on my screen. I could see it. It was all bullshit.
Oh, my God. Might be, sir, that hacker is still established inside it. No problem. You can do one thing. You can click to connect server one, and when you click on it, what come up on your screen?
Nothing. Oh, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
AnyDesk. What's AnyDesk?
That is an application that will connect you to our Telstra secure server because right now your internet is not working under the safe mode. So we are just going to make your internet line to the secure mode so that all of the hacker will block from there, okay? You can click on AnyDesk and open it soon. And when you open it, what do you see after that? No, at the very top, what do you see at the very top?
I see my address.
Your address? That is, sorry?
Yeah, that's all I see, your address on that spot.
That is a 9-digit number. Congratulations, sir. It means our Telstra secure server generate a new server ID for you. That is our Telstra server ID. Help me out with that number, which you can see on your screen.
Yeah.
Tell me the number. Tell me the number which you can see.
I'm gonna have to get back to you, sir. It's a bit bloody weird for me.
Don't be worried about anything, sir. I told you once you are connected to Telstra, you can see on your screen. That is our server address. Our Telstra server generate a server ID. Tell me the number which you can see, sir.
I really gotta see ya.
That is.